Maybe I'll just use this for a start.
No, this is,
oh, this is for the come on.
Camera. This is not connected to the
What I would like to do with all the devotees is chant japa. Now, japa is such an important part of the activities of the devotional activities that we perform. One way to look at japa is that this is a time, a very special time, in which we have an opportunity to be with Krishna. Just the two of us. And that's how we can look at japa. A very special and sacred opportunity. And if it's honored properly, then it brings us great benefit. And if we dishonor it, well, how would you feel if you have someone who's trying to develop a relationship with you, and you say to that person, here's an opportunity that just the two of us can be together, and they say okay, and then they sit down with you and they're going like this. Now, how would you feel? How would you feel, Bhagavad Gita? Just one word expresses so much. How would you feel? Huh?
I feel bad.
You feel bad. Any other words that would describe how you feel? Insulted? Yeah. Well, yeah. Would you feel encouraged to open your heart up to such a person and reveal your true nature, etc., and who you are? Or if they immediately start texting people while you're talking to you and things like that? Yeah, so many words to describe it. So we don't want to do that in our relationship with Krishna. So when we chant our japa, this is the first thing that we should think of, is that here is an opportunity. So in this next segment of time, however long you have dedicated to this japa period, in this next segment of time, I don't have anything else to do except be with Krishna during this time. So it's a mindset. It's very important to make this, to adopt this type of a mood before one sits down and chants japa. And it's often good to have it in a special place, a special time, etc., so that the mind becomes prepared and habituated to the fact that now this is my time with Krishna. What do you think of looking at japa in that way? Raise your hand if you'd like to. Huh? Excuse me?
Deep.
Deep, okay. But it causes a focus. And it causes one to be conscious of what we're actually doing when we sit down and chant japa. But there were bugs in it or something, crawling all over it. So try for this short period, because we're not used to having a focused time, and it really makes a difference. I see this with myself when I do focus. Then the effectiveness of the chanting is so much more. Does anyone not have a set of beads with them? Raise your hand. Are there any extra sets of beads around?
Yeah.
I'll just sit there. Kunabita. Don't worry. We'll get them. So what is the nature of the time that we're spending with Krishna while we're chanting japa? What are we supposed to be doing? And this, there are many levels to chanting of japa, but the simplest one is to basically be there with your consciousness. Because, again, if you're talking to someone, and probably we have all had this experience, that you're talking to someone and they're not there, actually. Or on a mobile phone, it happens. Sometimes you're talking to someone and suddenly there's you're talking and there's a different quality of deadness on the other end and you've lost the connection. And the person actually isn't there, and you may go on talking for another 15, 20 minutes. You don't even, because you've mostly we talk to ourselves anyway. So the person's not there. So what we've tried to do, the basic thing we tried to do, is be there when we're chanting. It means be there consciously. Because a person could be physically there with us, but not consciously there. They're not there by consciousness, which means their attention isn't connected to us. So what is the basic way that we are with Krishna consciously and attentively is by hearing the sound vibration. Krishna, we speak the Hare Krishna mantra, and it's the sound vibration, and then Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, describing the holy name of Krishna. It is Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chintamani means a touchstone. So we don't know what a touchstone is exactly, but it is something that has so much potency that you take anything that could be very base, it doesn't have very much value, and you touch it to the touchstone, like a piece of iron, and you touch it to the touchstone, and suddenly it becomes gold. So Krishna's name is compared to a touchstone, because if we touch our consciousness to Krishna's name, our consciousness becomes like gold. In other words, it becomes very valuable. And Krishna, through his name, can reveal himself fully to us. So this is the primary and simplest level of chanting. What I mean to say simple, I mean basic, but I don't mean it's simple to do, because our minds don't have much in the way, often aren't very self-controlled, so they have a tendency to just fly around all over the universe. And when we try to hear, the mind can say, sorry, I'm not interested. I have another plan for what I'm going to do right now. And I won't tell you what the plan is, but you'll soon find out, and it's going to go everywhere. I'm going to go. This is my day off. This is my time off. Usually I have this to do and that to do and that to do. And I'm, you know, when I'm walking across the street, I have to look both ways so I don't get hit by cars or something like that. But right now, when you sit down and chant japa, this is my time off, and I can do anything I feel like it at this time. So the mind may say something like that, and the simplest way to respond to such a mind is say, oh, okay, very nice. But just one small request that I have of you. And mine being a very curious entity, like a four-year-old child, naturally say, what is your small request? And then you just say something very simple. You can do what you like, but just right now, hear one mantra. That's all I ask. Just hear one mantra. That's all. And the mantra says, oh, okay. The mind is actually very simple, like a little naughty, but simple, like a little child. But when it gets the intelligence working to support it in its improper behavior, then it's really dangerous. But in any case, keep it very simple. And if by chance, if you can think of Krishna, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities, how wonderful. But this is the foundational place to begin. Any questions about this, what we're going to do? All clear? So, and we're only going to chant for, this time we'll just chant for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Just to, so that you tell your mind that, don't worry, only going to do this for 15 minutes. It's all right. You'll have playtime after. And the mind will say, oh, okay. I'm going to even use our little thing over here. Where's the clock? It's here somewhere. That's what happens. You try to get something that's going to make your life easier, and it just complicates everything still more. Okay, clock, where are you? Does anyone have a timer with them? Yeah, someone else do it. You have a timer on your mobile phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Okay, could you set it for, how many minutes did we decide on, 15 or 10?
15.
Okay. Just one is all that's required, don't worry. Because these gadget type of things, they are specifically meant, they have been created by Kali just to distract us, to keep our mind with so many things to do. Okay, begin it. Okay, that's it. When it hits 15. Okay, just first make a little prayer to Guru Maharaj, to Sri Prabhupada, to the Vaishnavas, to Sisi Kwanatai, and you can even find out in your mind your most favorite deity, that or picture of Krishna that most inspires you, and just take a little shelter, and then just try to chant. And I'll speak as we're chanting every now and then, and don't stop your chanting. Just keep on and keep remembering our basic goals, just trying to be there with the Hare Krishna mantra by hearing. Are you going to chant also? Okay. Will you try and listen? Like, you try your best. So just try to hear one mantra, okay? Because when one is young and one develops good habits when one is young, life is so much easier as one gets older. And on the other hand, while one is young, oh, I don't want to talk about that. Why should we all become depressed? Okay, let us chant Hare Krishna. And all those who are still young, try, if you could do any one thing, practically speaking, this is the best of one things. Have a special time where you can be with Krishna and focus on the holy names. And those of you who are musically inclined, there is a great benediction that comes to being a musician, from being a musician. And that is that you develop a habit on meditating, or an ability to meditate on sound vibration. That's what musicians do. So make use of that ability and meditate on that sound vibration of Krishna's names. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Don't chant too loudly, don't chant too softly. We'll try to hear. And try to do it gently. Keep chanting. Don't let my words disturb you, or try your best not to. Try to touch the Hare Krishna mantra with your consciousness by hearing, but very gently. Very gently. And if the mind happens to wander, don't worry about it. Because you're only interested in hearing one mantra, my dear mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if you all try your best, I'll tell you something that I recently learned that really enlivens me. I'll tell you that after, if you try your best. To hear one mantra. Try to begin with the first Hari. And gradually the mind will get the hang of it. What you want, if you're determined. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama. Just keep it really simple. Just try to hear. To be there with Krishna in the form of the holy names, with your consciousness by hearing. Keep it very simple. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, think yourself very fortunate. Make sure your beads don't touch your feet or anything like that. Because it's considered disrespect. If you can hear one mantra, you're so fortunate. Start with the first Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna. Try your best. You have nothing else to do now. You have nothing else to do than try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names by chanting. If you can become determined on that one point, that you have nothing else to do now, then if your mind wanders, just bring it back. Never mind. Try your best. Make friends with your mind now. If I can hear the Hare Krishna mantra, one mantra is your best friend. Just let your mind settle into the simple goal of hearing. One month. Very gently. Just try to touch the Maha Mantra with your consciousness by hearing. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. You can hear one mantra, you're so fortunate. You have nothing else to do right now except be there with Krishna in the form of his holy name. Try your best. And if you can hear one mantra, you're doing so well. You're so fortunate. Try your best. Just try your best. This is such a rare time when you have nothing else to do. Actually, you have nothing else to do. Fortunate time has ended for the moment. Thank you. Anyone like to say how they did? Or ask any questions? For me, as facilitator of this, it's good for me to hear how you're doing. Anyone like to say how they did? Yes.
In the beginning it was I managed to hear the mantra after I repeated before each mantra, please hear, so it became another mantra. So it's a mantra to say. And after a time, just fade away, and I stopped listing all the mantras.
Okay. Did you hear one mantra during that whole time?
In the beginning.
Okay, very good. So, would you say that that didn't work well?
It did, but it was...
What didn't work well?
I had to repeat all the time that I have to hear one mantra.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that didn't work well after some time, you didn't? Your mind said no. Okay. So what could you do next time to improve that?
Maybe focus. For me, it helps to focus on the first hari.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to say how they did, Omar?
I was inspired when you said that you said a positive approach to the mind. You said that it could be a friend, also. And then something positive happened. That you got taste.
Did you hear one mantra?
Yes.
Wonderful. Did anything not work well?
Even though I heard when I made effort, I heard that then the mind was a little bit lazy.
Were you able to bring it back?
Yeah.
I And you, did you do that?
Yeah.
Very nice. Is there anything you can improve next time?
To take it back earlier, not to let it wander so much.
So a little discipline for the mind would be helpful, it sounds like. Okay, thank you very much. Anyone else? Anyone on this side? I can say how they did. Was that you raising your hand, or you just?
What I want to say, for me it's so healthy when you tell you don't have anything to do now, only to listen for me. Because you might have so many things to do now,
so when you, so that helped you.
Yes.
So were you able to hear one mantra during that time?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Now, is there anything you could improve?
Yes.
Okay, what would you do next time to improve?
I think to be more relaxed, being slowly, okay, relax. So
sometimes it helps, like, to breathe once in a while, like, ah. Breathing is good for you. It's highly recommended. At least every now and then. Anyone else? Tova, how did you do? Were you able to hear one mantra? Oh, very good.
It's too short. We need more time.
Okay, we're going to have more time right now. But I wanted to tell you just one other step. Would you like us to do more than 15 minutes in the next break? Would you like us to do more? 20? Okay, we'll do 20 next time. But one other thing I would like to add is that if sometimes we want to, a very good step in involving more than just something a little mechanical, just hearing, even though it's not mechanical, because when you hear, the mind will say it's mechanical if it's not hearing. But if you hear the Hare Krishna mantra, it doesn't feel like it's mechanical at all. It's such a flavor. But if you want to involve on the next level of chanting up, involve the more of you than your, the, I don't know how to say it, well, the easiest way is the heart. Just remember Prabhupada's simple first translation of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, O Hare, O Srimati Radharani, O Hare, please engage me in your service. Please allow me to serve you. Please accept me as your servant. Or one devotee once told me, please accept me. Because everyone in this world, maybe almost especially him, wasn't feeling very accepted in his life. So just the fact that we could chant in the mood of Krishna accepting him was so inspiring for him, for that devotee. Oh, please allow me to serve you. That's our natural position, is to serve Krishna. So if that request, humble request, naturally comes to our consciousness as we're chanting, let it flavor our, let it infuse our chanting, not like with, like Yaron was saying this, please hear one mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, please hear one, not that it becomes two things, but so more it's like a mood should infuse the chanting. We don't want to engage in making up multiple mantras like that, but just let a mood infuse it, just like if you can say someone's name and say if you want them to come and to take lunch, you can call the name and you want the person's name and you want them to take lunch, but you can call the name in such a way so it's not two things. Mother Yashoda would call Krishna. Krishna, when she wanted him to take lunch, she said, Krishna, Krishna, Aravindaksha, Krishna, Krishna, oh my boy who has lotus eyes. You must be so tired from playing all day long. Please now come and take your lunch. So that mood, that loving, affectionate mood, can infuse. What's the Hebrew word for infuse? Let's come to an agreement on this. We don't want to start any fratricidal tribal battles. Infuse.
Can you say a different English
word? Like when you take, if you take a tea bag and you put it in the hot water, the essence of the tea goes into the water, and then when you drink the water, you're drinking water that has tea infused in it, permeated. Well, I've bewildered everyone with this one. Do you know the Arabic word? Maybe give us a little help. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
So it's what's the word? There must be a word for it. All those who think it should be this word stand over there, and then all those who think it's men and start throwing things at each other. Google says. Google says, okay. Okay, you get the idea. So it's not two things, but a mood should infuse our chanting, can infuse our chanting. And that mood can be, oh, allow me to serve you. Oh, Krishna, oh, Srimati Radharani. Oh, Krishna, oh, Hari. Please accept me as your servant. Please allow me to serve you. A mood. But not that we have to, if the mood isn't there, come easily, don't worry about it. Because then the mind will just start swirling and swirling. Just chant on a level that's natural to you, but I want to explain some other levels in this way. Okay, 20 minutes this time. You ready? Okay, you have nothing else to do. Okay? Do you accept this? Does your mind accept that right now you have nothing else to do? It's an important thing. Most important thing that my dear mind, right now, you have nothing else to do except, this is such a special time. So how often am I in this mood? Do I have this opportunity where I have nothing else to do except be with Krishna in the form of his holy names? It's such a special time and such an opportunity. No, one time a day, really. We don't want to make it one time a day. Okay, set your mind, right, and become determined. Without determination, not much happens. The wheels spin, that's all. Okay, be determined on this point, and then try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When we're 10 minutes down, hey, why don't you give that to me? So that you don't have to worry about it. That's pretty good. Okay. Okay, let your mind settle into the simple goal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And if you can hear one mantra, you're so fortunate. Thank you.
an opportunity to be there with Krishna in the form of His holy name with your consciousness by hearing. Try your best, and if you can hear one mantra, you're so fortunate. But try gently, gently. Try your best. Try your best, okay? Keep focused. Try your best. And if you can hear one mantra, so fortunate. It's so simple, actually. Just try to be there with Krishna in the form of your holy name, the holy names. Here. And if your mind wanders, be determined to bring it back to the simple goal. The simple goal, be determined to bring it back
Don't let it become habituated to wandering. Just try to hear one mantra. Be determined to try your best. Be very determined to try your best to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. By hearing. You have nothing else to do except to try your best to be there with Krishna in the form of all the holy names and hearing. Be determined on this point, and if your mind wanders, just bring it back to this simple goal of trying to hear one mantra or calling out to Krishna with a full heart. Please allow me to serve you, O Krishna, O Lord, O energy of the Lord. Please allow me to serve you. Please accept me. Please accept me as your servant. If you can hear one mantra, keep going back to that if your mind wanders. Just try to hear the Hare Krishna mantra. Try to be there with Krishna. Be determined about that. Try your best. If you can hear one mantra, you're so fortunate. Begin with the first Hare. Thank you. This is how we connect with Krishna in a simple way. It's by being present with him, by hearing consciously. Try your best, and if you can hear one mantra, you are very fortunate. Just go back, keep bringing the mind back to the simple goal of hearing. And if you could hear one mantra, keep it like that. And start with the first Hari. And keep bringing your mind back to the simple goal. And the mind will gradually become cooperative. Or quickly. Be determined. Keep your consciousness in. Very simple. This is your time to be here with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Sacred time, holy time, rare time. Take advantage of it. Don't
Yeah, try to hear one mantra. Take advantage of this time and be determined. And if you can hear one mantra, keep the goal simple. You're so fortunate. Bring the mind back to a simple goal. Keep bringing the mind back to that simple goal. If you can chant, if you can hear one mantra, so fortunate. Like to say how they did? Was that session harder or more easier, or a combination of both? And the first one, anyone like to say how they did? Yes. Did you hear one mantra? Very good. Yes. Yeah, okay, we'll be brave.
The mind is, it wants to create things all the time, my mind at least. So and suddenly during the japa, it has nothing to create, or maybe it has, but you know, maybe I can let him create something useful.
So you want to know how to engage the mind?
Yes, creatively.
Creatively. Well.
Otherwise, you want to create.
See, that's the mind is looking towards activity. Creation is in which mode of material nature? Yeah. So we want to actually try to keep the mind in goodness, to be with Krishna. Because, say if you and I are talking. And then suddenly, in the middle of our talk, your mind says, I want to create something. So you start, what would you do? You
take out your guitar or something like that? And what would you do?
If you would take a guitar?
Huh?
If you would take a guitar?
No, no, no. If your mind, if we're talking, if we're speaking, and your mind says, I want to create something. And you started creating something, like painting a great painting or something like that, or playing some musical instrument, then I think, well, I don't have to be here. He's having such a good time by himself. What does it have to do with me? Bye-bye. So how much do you want to be with Krishna? So one thing that happens when we start to chant, try to become serious about our chanting, is we find out we don't want to be with Krishna very much. We'd rather be with our mind who wants to create something. So it's actually a very humbling experience, if you know what I mean. Because the mind decides, well, I'd much rather create something than be with you, Krishna. So Krishna says, okay, if that's what you want, go ahead. And I have something else to do anyway. So keep it simple. Just try to hear and see if the mind, and sometimes the mind gets filled with a huge urge to create something, or it focuses on something, and when it focuses on something, it is as if that's the only important thing in existence. You know what I mean? But then in 2 seconds it can be completely changed, and it can forget completely about it. So we shouldn't take our mind 100% seriously in that sense. You follow what I mean? It's like a little child in that sense. You know, it wants. If you want to torture a child, does anyone know the best way to torture a child? Huh? Bring them into a Toys R Us store, a little child. And say, you can look at everything, but you can't play with anything, something like that. And then, you know, the minds of the children are, I want. And you see this sometimes if you ever go, I've seen it many times, you go into a supermarket, and the child, you put the child in the shopping cart, for them, you know, right around. Have any of you ever seen that? And then the child says, I want one of those. And the mother says, okay, later, I want one of those. And then the child says, like, really, the mind of the child starts getting heavy. And said, if you don't give me one of these, I'm going to start screaming. And then everyone in the whole supermarket is going to look at you, mother. And they're going to think, and then you're the worst mother in the whole world, they're going to think. Because I'm going to scream, and I might even throw myself on the ground and go like this. So it's straight politics is what goes on, really. It's power politics. Have any of you ever seen that? The supermarket? Experience it. Some of us have done it, maybe. At different stages of our life. But that's just what the mind is like. But then if you say, if you go to the child or something like that, oh, look at this over here, look at that over there, look at that. Did you see that elephant that just was just right behind the corner of the thing? Did you see that elephant? You didn't see it? What were you looking at? It's purple too. It was a purple elephant. And that whole other thing is gone. So the mind, just take it that seriously. Okay, it wants to create something. So, okay, a little bit later you can create, but this is my time with Krishna. You're such an expert at creating, and later you'll have so much time. But now I want to be with Krishna. Okay? You might, okay. Or sometimes one say, no, I want to create something now. It's all right. Just try to hear one mantra. After you hear one mantra, then you can create something. You have to. Any other questions or comments? Yeah.
question.
How did you do first? Mm-hmm. Would you like to say? Did you hear one mantra?
Yeah.
Okay. It was very good for you.
Most of the times was difficult.
But no, no, but did you hear one mantra? It was very good for you. I mean, how many times can you say that? Between 12 o'clock in the middle of the day, you're hearing you're with Krishna in the form of the holy names. So it's very fortunate. It's a different way of looking at life, isn't it?
My question is that I have some concept that chanting, the goal is to absorb consciousness in the holy name and be absorbed. But many times there is only struggle.
Yes. To achieve that. Yeah. Well, I think I understand what you're saying. So there's certain parts of chanting and of spiritual life that really fully depend on Krishna's mercy, and full absorption is one of them. But there are certain parts that we have more in line with free will. So to give up all material desires and thoughts while we chant, to even sincerely be thinking, allow me to serve you, Krishna, to speak or to have a taste in the holy names. These things, you cannot will yourself to have a taste. You cannot will yourself to be sincere. But you can will yourself to try to hear one mantra. To try your best. That you can try to do by your free will. So rather than worrying about what we can't do, why don't we try to do what we can do? And if it's a struggle to do that, with every little success in the struggle, we should feel very happy. Because feeling bad that you're struggling, it doesn't help you hear one mantra, from what I've seen about myself and others. So if we think, oh, I've just heard a mantra, that's wonderful, Krishna's mercy, then the mind sometimes just relaxes a little bit, and then it's, oh, I should try to hear the first hari.
Seems like it's more
that's nice. Because what's the opposite of gratitude? Of ungratitude. Ungrateful. So if a person is ungrateful, how do you feel about such a person? Huh? Go away. But you don't feel like suddenly giving him more of what you've been giving him, right? But if a person is sincerely grateful, how do you feel like about such a person? Yeah, so if we're grateful, honest, because that will evoke Krishna if he so desires to give us a little more. It's quite natural, the whole thing. Good question and comment. Anyone else? Yes.
You said we should chant Krishna, please accept me.
I said that's one level of chanting. Yeah. Please allow me to serve you. Because there's different levels. We should ultimately chant with such absorption and love for Krishna that we cannot tolerate anything other than being with him and serving him, with tears falling from our eyes like torrents of rain. Now that's chanting of Krishna's names. But we cannot go from here to here to the topmost position by our endeavor. There's so much mercy that has to come to for that to happen, and so much incredible sincerity has to appear in our hearts. So, and we don't usually go from here to here without going through here and here and here and here and here and here and here. So we're talking about different steps and levels of chanting, with the idea that we should chant on whatever level, the highest level we practically can at this particular time.
My specific question was that if we're already chanting, does it mean that we should only accept us as well? Just like chanting. I can understand, engage me in your service, but just by chanting doesn't mean, because they don't merciful, but we're already accepted.
Yes. Please accept me as your servant, is what Prabhupada said. He says, please allow me to serve you. But that one devotee, he said, for me, he told me, please accept me as sufficient. I think that's what I had said, because there's people who have problems with acceptance, feeling not accepted. So when they turn to Krishna and say, Krishna, please accept me, and they're chanting it, and then you think that Krishna is allowing me to chant, just as you said, so of course he accepts me. And then they relax and feel grateful and chant with so much more affection and consciousness and appreciation, etc. How was your chanting? How do you know, what is the difference between one chanting session and another chanting session that you would say one is better? Yeah, how do you personally, how do you gauge better?
First of all, it takes me more than 1 month just to ask myself to get into a level of chanting. I feel the
Holy Name. Okay, so you feel that?
I feel the Holy Name.
Okay, so when you look... Sorry, I won't go too deeply into it, but so you feel the holy name's presence more. So that's how you gauge whether you're chanting better or less than better. Thank you for revealing such a confidential truth. But that's a question we could all ask. How do you know? And everyone may have different answers. But what if we're thinking that this chanting session was better than the other, what is, how do you know that one's better than the other? You've heard more mantras, or you've felt more with the heart you were chanting, you felt more appreciative, you were there with Krishna. Well, how would you judge? It's a private question, so something to consider. Yes.
Question. It's easier to chant when
I'm here. I also find it's easier to chant when I'm here. That's the whole point of what we're saying. Is that if you're not there, at some point of the time I chant when I'm not here. I don't know where I am, wandering, but I'm not where I am. But I'm probably such a bad teacher that you can only remember these things when I'm sitting in front of you and afraid of stern chastisement. Stern chastisement. You get it? Not that you have to, because there's a problem with saying you have to, because then what happens if you can't do what you have to do? And you feel like you're lost. So what we say you have to do is try your best to hear one mantra. But it's very nice if you can chant with it. The more your mood is closer and closer to love for Krishna, the better. But we can't do it artificially. There should be no pretension. Pretending.
It helps me to remind my deity self that Krishna is a person, and I actually have an intimate relationship with him. It's relevant.
So it's so interesting when you that if we think Krishna is relevant to my life, and then usually Krishna actually is relevant to my life, and then there's such a great lesson to be learned when we turn that statement around and look at it from Krishna's point of view and say, am I going to act in such a way? Is Odarya acting in such a way that he's relevant? Or is he not there all the time? Anyway, it's a different point than the nice point that you're making. But it's not good to wonder whether Krishna is relevant to our life, because who's making you breathe? Who's providing? No. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not wondering if that's for my
business. Yeah, okay. But he's completely... Well, you know that. Yeah. You know that. Because where would you be if it wasn't for the holy name of Krishna and the devotees? Where would I be? I don't know. Any other questions or comments? Yes. A little bit louder, though. Yeah, and he's allowing, this is my chance. He wants his attention. Nama Vyaharana Vishnu Yatas Vishyamati. That when we chant Krishna's name, Krishna's attention comes to us. So the question isn't whether Krishna has accepted us in one sense, but the question is whether we're going to accept Krishna. So when the plea comes from us, let me accept, allow me to serve you, that's what it means to be accepted by Krishna. Accepting who we are in relationship to Krishna. We're servants of God. And that's called Sanatana Dharma, that this is who we are, and we can't avoid serving. We just simply can't avoid it. So yes, it's so amazing that the Supreme Absolute Truth, who's all-powerful, who served in the spiritual world by Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam, who's served by unlimited goddesses of fortune, still he'll put his attention on us and be with us if when we chant his name, and the question is whether I want to be with him. That's the issue. How ironic the question is. Krishna, I'm trying to figure out now if you have relevance in my life. So, you know, I'm making fun of it, but that's the way a conditioned soul sort of step in turning to him. But on the other side, he's so kind. As Mataji is saying, that he's willing to be with us in the form of the holy name. That's what Mahaprabhu was prayed. Second verse of Shukshastakam, what is that? Nam nam kari buhud and ivasava shaktis tatapita nimat. And there's no rules and regulations. It's not that he'll only be with you like with the deities. They're with us when the doors are open, but then the doors close at some time and they're not with us, and the temple doors close all over it. Every temple the doors close, but the holy names, The doors are always open from Krishna's side. So Mahaprabhu says, the greatest misfortune of my life. We look about our lives and we think, oh, I'm so unfortunate, this happened to me, and that happened to me. Oh, I'm so unfortunate. But the only actual misfortune in our life is that Krishna has made himself so easily available to us in his holy names, to be with us in the form of his holy names. But unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction. Anuraga, there's no anuraga for the holy names of Krishna. So to feel oneself unfortunate and to chant more sincerely is very fortunate. That's called humility. To feel oneself unfortunate and just, this happened, that's more unfortunate. But to turn to Krishna sincerely in the midst is fortunate. Experiencing our misfortune and turning to Krishna is fortunate. Any other questions or comments? Yes. It helps to chant with others so you can see others chanting. That's what happens, sort of, at some point. You ask yourself, well, do I actually want to be with Krishna? What do I actually want? And then it depends what time of the day it is. Just after waking up in the morning, sometimes. Or whatever. So when one sincerely, really wants to be with Krishna, doesn't want to play around as if he's Krishna in the material world, he or she is Krishna in the material world, play with the material energy as if it is meant for me and my enjoyment. Everything in existence is meant for my pleasure. This is such an illusion, but yet this is the way the crazy mind of the conditioned soul thinks. So when we've actually had enough of that, of trying to taste the illusion of the material world and finding out that it's only illusion. I thought it was real and there was so much pleasure there, and I'm tasting it and I've grabbed it and I'm now, and it just tastes like ashes. There's nothing there. So now, having been experienced, knowing this, my dear mind, I have a humble request for you. Please hear one mantra, please. I don't want this. I'm not going to play with it right now. Good comments. Okay, let's. This one will only make 15 minutes, though, because what's the because? Why did I say make it only 15 minutes? Yes. But now it's 25 after 12. And we'll go till 1 o'clock in total. But why only 15 minutes? The mind will be a little more peaceful because starting to get warm, and it's, it doesn't get easier to chant from 12 to 4, especially after 1 to 4, it tends to be a, the mind tends to get a little sluggish, tends to. So we'll make it a little easier so the mind, we do have to deal with our minds. And that's my sense of things, is that it would be 15 minutes is sufficient to make everyone try harder, focus. But it takes a determination. It takes some use of free will. It takes making a decision. So internally, make this decision, if you so desire, that for this 15 minutes, hello? Hare Krishna? Shalom? Okay. No, Hemi's not here now. No, he's very busy. Oh, it's the Prime Minister. Oh, okay. No, he's too busy right now. He's chanting his japa. He's told me he has nothing else to do right now. Could you call back later? Okay, thank you. It was for you. It's making a funny sound, though. Okay, I stopped it. Maybe set it for. I couldn't figure out how to work it. I'll use mine. Okay, now it's on 15?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but it keeps going off and then I couldn't get it back. You keep it. Okay, be determined to determined to try your best. That's all. 15 minutes. Could you tell us when we're ready to begin? Who's ready to begin? I am. You're going to try your best? Yes? Okay. I will also. I'll try my best. Gopal, you'll try your best? You'll try your best too? Very good. Okay. Become fixed in determination. Are you going to tell us when we're ready? Oh, you're waiting till I... Okay. Become fixed to try your best. Use your free will. And, okay, begin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama. It's a very important time. You can take a step towards Krishna now. Just try your best. Hare Krishna. If your mind wanders, just bring it back and try your best, okay? Try your best. Krishna is so kind. See how determined you are. Leo, Leo, come sit right here. Sit here. Sit. for the next 10 minutes and try your best. Nothing can separate you from Krishna other than one's desire to turn one's back on Krishna. The dogs may bark, but they cannot separate you from Krishna if one wants to be with Krishna. Try to hear one mantra, okay? Okay? Don't try too hard. Just gently, gently. Just like a bird floating over the ocean, just touches the ocean. That your consciousness through hearing touch the Hare Krishna mantra. Gently, gently, gently. Your mind wanders, never mind. Just try to bring the consciousness back to gently touch the sound vibration of Krishna's holy name. And if you're having difficulty, you can call out to Krishna to help you. Let your chanting be infused with your desire to come closer to Krishna. Be with him in the form of the Holy. Try your best. So if you can hear one mantra, beginning with the first Hari, it's all simple, it's all fortunate. Very good chanting. Try your best. your mind wanders, it's all right, just bring it back. Be determined to try your best to bring it back. And if you can heal one mantra, you're so fortunate. Keep it simple. If you can chant on a higher level simply naturally by Krishna's grace, okay. my impression was that that one, that chanting session was much easier and for everyone and more deeper for some people. But that's my impression generally. Yes, how was your chanting that time?
I'm hungry.
Oh. Can someone feed her? Of course, man. I have to feed you. Is there any prasadam for her? Were you able to hear one mantra? Very good. What's the prasadam situation? Is there going to prasadam serve everyone? Is it ready already?
It's not for everyone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Who will feed you today?
I'd like that.
Huh?
I'd like that.
Who will feed you today?
Who?
Yeah. Is there a plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Krishna is going to take care of you, it appears. Okay. Anyone have any questions or comments? Yes. First, were you able to hear one mantra?
A whole mantra now.
Okay. Did you hear one name of Krishna? Yeah, okay, good. What was your question?
I don't know if you said or other devotees said that during the japa, sometimes we can remember that Krishna is a person and then you can pray to him or...
Yeah. Yes.
It becomes more personal.
Yes.
So, what happens if... Like, it could be, like, I'm speaking for myself, that maybe on the mental platform it's a bit problematic to have, like, personal relationships.
Yes.
So then things, like, yeah, it becomes a bit weird, you know, like, I can become angry, you know, at him, for example. So then... What can you do? It's like it can't be personal because it's just psychological problems.
Dealing with persons.
Yeah. So if Krishna is a person.
Well, I'm a person. Do you get angry at me too?
No.
No. Oh, good. But you can't blame me for everything, but you can blame him for everything, because is that the idea?
Yeah, so it's not a real relationship, it's just in, you know, like, I'm on the mental platform.
Well, don't get on the mental platform. Just try and hear. Don't get on the mental platform. Just try and hear one mantra. Don't let things get confusing. Keep things as simple as you practically can. Just try and hear one mantra. And if you can hear one mantra or one name, you're so fortunate. Keep it simple. That's my advice. For you personally, too. Or for everyone, we should try and keep it simple. Okay? Because if it gets complicated, it's too complicated. And then while you're chanting japa, you're trying to unentangle all those things. And you can't. Just caught in its web. Simple, please. Any other questions or comments? No, someone who hasn't said anything yet. Yeah.
How can I make my determination stronger while chanting?
You personally, or how in general can one make one's determination stronger? Which, what were you really asking?
Me personally.
Well, what happens when you're not determined?
My chanting goes down. My mind goes everywhere.
Yeah, and what's your experience of your chanting going down and your mind going everywhere?
It becomes a struggle and becomes unpleasant.
and becomes unpleasant. So when things are a struggle and unpleasant, how do you feel?
Bad.
Okay, so you just ask yourself, do you want to feel bad or do you want to feel good? If you're determined to feel good and not feel bad, determined not to feel bad and feel good, then you'll... That's one approach. But we're determined to feel bad usually, that's the problem. Which is, it's quite a problem actually. Because the mind wants, this is something I discovered, is the mind just wants to taste something. And it loves the taste of its own misery. At least as much as it likes the taste of, no more even, it's actually there in the first chapter of the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam. Especially anger and envy. It loves to be angry and envious of people. It's just that taste. It loves to taste that. So you, I mean, but you get dragged along. That's the problem with it. So you have to, there has to be, when it gets down to it, some controlling of the mind. And yet, think about it. What do I actually want? And it, that's a very good place to begin. What do I actually want? Personally, me as a person, what do I actually want? Do I want to get closer to Krishna or not? And if one doesn't want to, okay, it's the free will of the living entity. And if one does, here's something that you can do that's within your power. It's actually within your power to take a step closer to Krishna. Is that all right? Any other questions or comments? Yes. 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 How nice. Yes. So it was a comment that finding it easier to pay attention, to be there, and to make the japa more effective when the chanting is slower and more loudly. Chanting is more loud. And then once you're in the pattern, then you can But once you have a pattern of good chanting, then you can you speed up also if you want to? Yeah. Okay, very nice, very practical points. I also do that, basically. I tend to chant more slowly in the beginning. So keeping in mind what I'm trying to do, instead of mechanically picking up the beads and just pushing them and pushing them and pushing them with my mind everywhere, which gets me bored, actually. But there's no question of boredom when I'm actually there with the Hare Krishna mantra, from what I've seen. Thank you. Good comment. Any other questions? How did you do with your chanting? Yeah. You were able to focus? Did you hear one mantra? Wonderful. Any other questions or comments?
Lord said that I want that Krishna will be the real one, Krishna will be myself. And after I was thinking, okay, more good than Krishna, I will be relevant to Krishna. And after it, it was very interesting thing.
I want to be realized myself.
Wait, how do you do that though? How can yourself be relevant? How could yourself be not relevant to yourself? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm thinking about my
only illusion.
My car, my friend, about my soup that I will eat. I can't.
What kind of soup, by the way?
I don't know still. How can I be relevant to myself? Because all these things keeping my
attention
not for the
obviously you have to first define who yourself is in this point. So the eternal part of you. Yeah, we want to live a life that's relevant for you as a soul, as an eternal soul, in relationship to eternity. Now we're eternal souls, but in relationship to the temporary, flickering, material world, and there's an incompatibility. So, what is the life's activities of an eternal soul in relationship to eternity? That's the meaning of how Prabhupada first defined the meaning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the activities of the eternal soul in the land of eternity. So what is the activity, what are the activities, what's relevant for eternal soul in the land of eternality, his own place? Because now we're living a life that's relevant only mostly on the bodily and mentally level, which are required obviously for us to support the eternal level, but yet it shouldn't stop on that. So was that your point? Basically you wanted to your life to be relevant, especially to you, the person inside the body and the mind, the eternal part of you.
If I'm attached to my mind, it says that I'm not relevant to myself.
Yeah.
How to be relevant?
Yeah. How to?
Be relevant to myself.
Oh, that was an actual question.
My mind and all these things around me.
You should chant. You should chant and not stop. And not stop, and you'll be completely relevant to Krishna and yourself, and you'll be so happy. So maybe you can't do that at this point. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we may want to chant constantly, but as long as we're affected by the modes of passion and ignorance, we will not be able to do it. But still we should set that as our most cherished ideal and goal. And and we should chant as much as we practically can, loudly, softly, on beads, not on beads, with harmonium, without harmonium, with others, without others. Just become absorbed and see Krishna chanting continuously as much as you can. And pray to Krishna that it will only increase. That's a good prayer while you're chanting, to let my attraction to you forever increase. That's one prayer of one of the in Padyavali to that effect. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Very nice chanting, very sincere chanting, very inspiring for me. Please try your best to chant like this tomorrow. If you like, and even better. You can chant even better. Thank you.